Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your Next Best Self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. You know, I'm smiling because I've received so many inboxes saying, what's happening to the podcast? We rely on you. You're our coach every week. You're the one I listen to when I'm driving. You're the one I listen to when I'm stuck leading my people. So we are back. We are back. We've been doing quite a bit of travel. I've been to Uganda. Recently was in Harvard in the U.S. What a dream. That's a whole different ballgame. And now we're getting ready for your next best self, the premier global leadership experience. A true stretch for us, a breakthrough, and we'll be hosting those who self-select themselves to be future ready at Sandton exactly 12 days from now on the 18th and 19th of August. So what's been happening on my front, and what did I want to talk to you about today? You know, recently I received a LinkedIn message from a leader who's in the U.S., and what's fascinating about this gentleman who's in the global executive leadership space in the US is he has sponsored his mother every year, the last couple of years, to come all the way from Garissa to attend the Your Next Best Self conference. And so this year he writes to me and says, hey, Dr. Pat, I am coming this time for the conference. And I'm like, what? You're coming all the way from the U.S. to Sandton? He said, absolutely, because I believe that only when you put yourself in a position that makes you stretch, are you ready for the next level. And that's exactly what I want to talk to you about today. You know, I wonder, when you look at your year so far, how many opportunities have you let pass by because of having a scarcity mentality? Oh, I can't afford that. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not a morning person. Oh, I'm not an evening person. Oh, you know, what I studied doesn't predispose me for this. Those are just excuses, ladies and gentlemen. Today's podcast is about a no excuses mindset. And what I've found is it's very easy to keep giving excuses on how you can become your old, past, worst self. And so as you think about the no excuses mindset, I want you to ask yourself, in the space of your physical well-being, of your intellectual well-being, of your leadership well-being, in your personal space, your spiritual well-being, your financial well-being, your emotional well-being, where are you giving yourself excuses, letting yourself off the hook because it's a hard day, it's been a tough week, it's been a stretch, so I just can't do this? I must admit, it's not easy. Even I have sometimes fallen into that trap of giving myself excuses. I can't do this because when I tried it the last time, it didn't work, or it was just too much pain to stretch myself to that level. And I'm reminded of the fact that you and I were created for greatness. And by greatness, I don't mean the followers, the awards, the what. No, no, no. Those are just byproducts. Byproducts of everything you do in private. I think the greatness is in overcoming ourselves. Is in saying, this year, like a mentor once taught me, invest every year in a program that stretches you professionally. And in something, a program that stretches you personally. And for me, I've tried to do that in the three areas. Personally, family-wise, as a wife and a mother, and professionally, as a techpreneur, and as edutechpreneur, as a leadership catalyst. And I'll be talking about my experience in Harvard in South Africa in a couple of days, so you've got to tune in. And what I've realized is that your growth is directly correlated with the number of elevating and stretch conversations and actions you take in your life. Directly correlated. So if you're taking very few actions to elevate the way you think, to elevate how you work, you can be sure you're actually moving backwards. And you know, in this day and age and in life, you never stand still. You either progress or retrogress, and the choice is yours. So this week, as you think about what it is that you want to do, who you want to become, remember that greatness is in the ability to conquer that old man, old woman. And by old man, old woman, it's actually a phrase that was used in the earlier centuries of the person who pulls you down from within. We at Breakthrough call that person the inner critic or the evil DJ who's always playing a playlist that is supposed to distract you and to detract you from who God created you to become. As many of you know, I'm Catholic, and today is Sunday, Transfiguration Sunday. And as I was reflecting on this whole idea of our Lord going up to the mountain with some of his few close apostles and the transfiguration that happened there, and how they said, oh, let us just stay here. Let us stay here. You see, I think there's a whole allure and attraction of big things. Of mind-changing, mind-blowing, exciting stuff. And sometimes when you and I have the privilege of being in those spaces, we want to camp there, build our house, sit there, stay there. But I just want to tell you, that's not where the true growth happens. And certainly they had to come down the mountain to go back to their daily life and to continue evangelizing and spreading the gospel. And so today, my prayer for each and every one of you who are listening to this podcast is that you may rise and elevate that thinking. Elevate even the kind of conversations you're having. If your conversations are pity parties, complaining about the atmosphere, the economy, the, you know, globally or locally, the political environment, while you're there complaining, someone else is winning. And that all has to do with a no excuses mindset. My prayer for you is that you will transfigure yourself inside out, that you will also join us as we get ready to go to South Africa, virtually or physically, to become your next best self. I mean, if you think about the speakers we have from Vusi Temba Kwayo, I certainly hope you tuned in to our Facebook Live, which we did in June, as well as Betty Olo and Pascal Olo, who will be talking about navigating the seasons of marriage, family, and parenting. And then we have Marion Mwangi, who's a prolific chief executive who started off her leadership career by branding herself as the kind of person who likes challenges and who is a turnaround CEO right there in South Africa. And then we get into the second day and, you know, I'll be teaching you a whole masterclass, catalyzing you with how do you get wise in the space of transitions professionally and personally? How do you manage emotional agility instead of getting emotionally hijacked? How do you ensure that you look out for the seven winds of change that are globally affecting us and that you need to prepare yourself and future-proof yourself? And then we'll have an amazing panel, Steve Chege, as well as Fiwi, Palesa, Prishanta. Each of those leaders, if you've seen our flyer, which by now you should have seen, actually represent global brands, South African brands, Pan-African brands. And more importantly, they have broken through from one level to the other in their leadership journey to serve at the next level. And of course, at the very end of our day, we have a full masterclass from Vusi Temba Kwayo on priming yourself for the future. I mean, I don't know about you, but if you're not joining us, I actually wonder what you'll be doing. Because if you truly say you're going to become your next best self, let your time, investments, energy, effort prove that you're doing that. Without further ado, I wish you the very best in becoming your next best self with a no excuses mindset.